Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erwin, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Hamaniach Beisayv, someone leaves his house, Vahalach Lishbay Spir Acheres, and he goes to spend Shabbos in another town. Echad Nachri, whether it's someone who's not Jewish, Vyachad Yisrael, or Reza Iser. Divi Revi Meir, Rav Meir holds, Dira Balay Bailim, Shema Dira. Could be he's not here for Shabbos, but his Dira is here, his apartment is here, his house is here. And therefore, unless arrangements are made, unless an Eruv HaTzeiros is made, or the proper tikkunim are done, no one else is going to be able to carry. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm an Eina Iser. If he's not there, he's not part of the courtyard. If he's not part of the courtyard, he doesn't have to join the Eruv. Rabbi Yaisi says, Nachri Iser, Yisrael Eina Iser. A Nachri, if he goes away for Shabbos, that doesn't mean anything. He can come back. Rabbi Yaisi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Dira B'lai Bailim Lav Shema Dira. It's not called a Dira if no one is there for Shabbos. The question is no one there for Shabbos? Just because he left doesn't mean he's not going to come back during Shabbos. Yisrael Eina Iser. She'ein Derech Yisrael Lovi B'Shabbos. Not the way of Yisrael to come back on Shabbos. Usually if a Yid decides he's going someplace for Shabbos, he stays there for Shabbos. Now some Mishnayim hold we're talking about where he's past the Tchum, where Al Pi Halacha he can't come back. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu heniach beisa." Even if this person left his house, v'halach lishbeis, he went to spend Shabbos etzel bita by his daughter, be oisayir in the very same city. Eina oisar, he still doesn't answer. Shekvar hasiyah milibay, in his mind he's not thinking about his house. He's going to spend a wonderful Shabbos by his daughter. Zakta batanura, dafka by his daughter. Because it was common for people to spend a nice Shabbos by their son-in-law. But if he's going to his son, well, he's thinking maybe he'll have a disagreement with his daughter-in-law and he might wind up coming back even on Shabbos. So Reb Shimon only says this halacha in regard to someone going to his daughter. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah, if someone leaves his house and he goes to spend Shabbos someplace else, according to Reb Meir, doesn't make a difference if you're not home for Shabbos. If your house is there, you have to be part of the Eruv. If not, nobody else can carry. Rabbi Yehuda says, if no one's home, no one's home. He doesn't have to be part of the Eruv. Rabbi Yaisi says, I agree that if no one is home, he doesn't have to be part of the Eruv. But if we're talking about a Nachri over here, the fact that he left for Shabbos means nothing. He can just as well decide to come back during Shabbos. See, Yisrael generally will not come back during Shabbos if he decides to spend Shabbos someplace else. Some Rishonim hold we're talking about where he's out of the Tchum and he can't come back al pi halacha. Shimon says, even if he's in the same town and he went to spend Shabbos by his daughter, he does not answer the people of his courtyard because his house, for all practical purposes, is empty. The Bat Tanura says, dafka by his daughter, but not by his son. Because then he thinks, just maybe he's not going to get along with his daughter-in-law, and he may wind up coming back.